Were you walking in your sleep, or did you call here? Did you get down on your knees, or did you fall here? Never asked for help, you were too damn proud. You lost your voice, couldn't cry out loud. Dug a hole so deep, couldn't hear me calling. It's not far to fall if you don't look down. Don't have to sink too low before you drown. Takes a leap of faith to land on solid ground. It's not far to fall if you don't look down. Every dead end street is littered with if only. And fighting with yourself can be so lonely. It's a special kind of hell when there's just tears and you wish it well. And the shadow of the sun stares at you coldly. It's not far to fall if you don't look down. Don't have to sink too low before you drown. Takes a leap of faith to land on solid ground. It's not far to fall.
Inspiration for your song Don't Look Down?
That's a song, again, like Lynn said, somebody had to bring a song in to do the co-writes, and that one, that was inspired by a friend who was having a really difficult time, and was having a difficult time even accepting that she was in a difficult position in her life. And so she wasn't getting the help that she needed, and she wasn't asking for the support that she needed. And so her life really was going very badly because she just didn't know how to face up to the fact that, you know, sometimes life is hard, and it's okay for it to be hard. But then, you know, when I was talking to different people, there was very little sympathy that was given to that person because they were disappointing, you know, put disappointing in quotes. They were disappointing other people because they weren't able to function. And so that song really came from that place where, you know, the narrator is saying to the other character, like, it's okay to feel the way that you do. It's okay for you to be afraid, to be trying to face these things, and it's okay, you know, that it's going to be okay, you know, and that it's okay to feel pain. And that's kind of where the whole song came from. And when I brought that song in, you know, to write it, to finish it up with Lynn Miles, you know, she's a perfect person to finish that song, because if there's anybody who can relate to that kind of stuff, you know, it's Lynn.
I think that material's relatable for everybody. Everybody needs a reminder about that sometimes. When do each of you feel most in your element personally, when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I love performing, but I also love writing, so I think it's a 50-50, really. I don't like a lot of the other stuff. The traveling is starting to wear me down. I like recording, but I'd rather play live, I think, and I love to write. Like, I'm always writing. Like, I'm writing in my head right now as we do this interview. you know, I'm always writing because I love it so much, but yeah.
For me, it's that 15 seconds after a song is finished, and I know it's finished. That's pretty much why I do every single other thing. It's for that, and I mean, I love being in front of people, being a performer. I love to travel, to see parts of the world, and I love recording, because there's nothing better than when someone takes this tiny little song and makes it huge by adding their talent to it. But it all starts with that 15 seconds, and that's my high, really. It's not the applause of the audience, it's that 15 seconds as the last note decays and you know that song is finished, and that's what I'm always chasing.
That's so interesting to hear. I ask this question a lot, and that's a different answer than I've ever had before, so that's really cool. Can you tell me about one show that you've performed together that stands out in your mind as a really special one?
Well, we did a show last weekend at the Lunenburg Folk Festival that was really, we were the headliners on Friday night, and it was just a perfect sort of coming together of all the forces. The audience was great. And it was like we were, you know, we were sort of headliners. They really wanted us there. It was like we could feel the love as soon as we walked in the gate, and it was really special, I thought.
No, I would agree. And it's funny, though, I always say, like, what was the best show? The one I just did.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's the beautiful thing about live performance, is that you do get to connect with an audience, and it's different every single time, but every single time it's super special. And, you know, here we are in Salmon Arm, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous venue, and we just got off the stage with some incredible musicians. And so right now, the magic is that, you know, and the magic will be tomorrow afternoon, and then the magic will be the week after that. And it's always all these people out there that make this job a lot of fun to do because of that connection, and that's what makes it special. So I find every single time it's special.
And can I add, also, I think it also makes us want to do a better show for each show. Like, you do a show and you think, yeah, that was good, but we could do this. And so that's part of the joy of it, too, is you know that you're going to be able to get up on stage and try to do an even better show and focus on this one thing you may not have focused on the last time, or do this a little differently, or be stronger when you do this. And there's so much joy in that. And it's a reason to get out of bed in the afternoon. Yeah.
Do you have a website where we can find out more about you, keep track with your dates and releases?
You most certainly can find us on the interweb. We're at The Lynns, so that's Lynns with an E-S, .com, and we're on Instagram, we're on all the usual suspects, Twitter, Facebook, and we just love to get messages from people, so, you know, by all means, drop by, have a listen, and send a note and say hi.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Halfway to Happy. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, we are at the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival, and that's a blues song. And when we were getting ready to record the record, Lynn Miles would always joke with me that because I'd want to do a blues song, and Lynn Miles would always joke with me that she doesn't do blues, and she does do blues. She absolutely does. But it was just, she was teasing me all the time. And so for that particular song, you know, I really... it was an idea that I had, and I've been trying to write this song for like 4 years with three other different writers, and Lynn and I sat down together and somehow it just really worked and it all came together. But it is a blues song, and it's basically the idea that, you know, as soon as you get to that halfway point, you're halfway to being happy, you do something to mess it up. You know, you're just, because you're so really dedicated to being unhappy that as soon as you smell it and you taste it, you sabotage it. And so it's a really fun song, and when we were recording it, Lynn had a gig she had to play, and so we had the speed that we were going to do it at, and as she was away, I said to the drummer, let's do this about 30 beats faster. So by the time she came back, because it was all live off the floor, we had recorded it way faster. And I actually love the tune. It totally worked.
Like, I'm kind of slower, she's faster. We're opposite in every single way that people can be opposite. So my choice is always to go a bit slower, and hers is always to go a bit faster. So but it was a good decision, because and the guitar part, which is played by Kevin Bright, who's this amazing world-class guitar player, is extraordinary. Like, he took the song from 100 and made it to 1,000, you know. So
you two compliment each other beautifully. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for having
May.
Us.
Thanks this for having us. Yeah, thank you.
Money in my pocket.